Ode to a Nightingale in a Payload. There are nights when the ringing in my ears swells like a power planer, chewing through a piece of hard ash, gnashing it to wood chips. These regrets, these sins. On those nights, I beg the moon to share its silence, beg for the chance to cover my mind's ears with its glowing quiet. Now I hear Google's launched a rover called Moonark that will broadcast a 3-minute and 20-second loop of Nightingale song as the rover rolls endlessly across the surface of the moon. Such extravagance. It makes me want to love all men in lab coats everywhere. My neighbor Luke started hearing voices at 25. When he's off his meds, the mini receiver in his tooth lets him talk to Leon Panetta. They had to remove him from a train once because he pulled a knife. His parents took him to the hospital. The hardest part, he told me later, was knowing he belonged there. Some nights, when Luke can't stop shooting ground squirrels with his father's .22, his mom comes out on the porch and takes away the gun and reads to him from the Encyclopedia Britannica about the moon, how it's really just a rock, a piece of earth that escaped into the silence of space, how it has no atmosphere, no voice. And sometimes I'll sit with him when the moon is full and neither of us can sleep. He likes to imagine a place utterly without sound. Not even God's voice. Not even that. So I don't tell him about Moonark and the Nightingale up there. But I think it might help. Longing for silence is a hard way to be in the world. They say a song never dies completely. It just gets more and more faint as the sound waves flatten out and separate across the black sea of endlessness. I imagine birdsong reaching us from the moon, our inner ears not delicate enough to hear it, that still small voice, one note every hour or so, the lilting, tenuous melody as Moonark crunches on through the light-absorbing dust at the bottom of the ocean of storms.